वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nibo Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Jai Prabhupad. Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivarshikacharya Ashtotrasa Sri Sri Mad Abhay Charanaravind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Samved Bhakta Vrinda Ki Gaur Pramanande. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 4, Verse number 26 to 28. Verse 26. Yatha jaladhara vyomni bhavanti na bhavanti cha brahmanidam yatha tatha vishvam avyaya uda yapayayat yatha jaladhara vyomni bhavanti na bhavanti cha brahmanidam tatha vishvam avyaya uda yapayat Yatha jaladhara vyomni bhavanti na bhavanti cha brahma midam tatha visvam avya udaya payat Yatha jaladhara vyomni Bhavanti na bhavanti cha word meaning yatha just as jaladharah the clouds vyomni in the sky bhavanti are na bhavanti are not cha and brahmani
within the absolute truth, idam, this, tatha, similarly, visvam, universe, avyavi, having parts, udaya, because of generation, apyaya, and dissolution. Translation by disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Just as clouds in the sky come into being and are then dispersed by the amalgamation and dissolution of their constituent elements, this material universe is created and destroyed within the absolute truth by the amalgamation and dissolution of the elemental constituent parts. There is no purport, so we'll move to next verse, text 27. Satyam he avyayah proktah sarva vasvinam iha vinarthena pratiyeran patas yevanga tantavah. Translation. My dear king, it is stated in the Vedanta, Sutra, that the ingredient cause that constitutes any manifested product in this universe can be perceived as a separate reality. Just as the threads that make up a cloth can be perceived separately from their product. Text 28. Yat samanya visesabhyam uplabhetasu brahmaha anyonyapasrayat sravam adi antavat avastuyat. Translation. Anything experienced in terms of general cause and a specific effect must be an illusion, because such causes and effects exist only relative to each other. Indeed, whatever has a beginning and an end is unreal. Purport by a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The nature of material cause cannot be perceived without perception of the effect. For example, the burning nature of fire cannot be perceived without observing the effects of fire, such as burning object or ashes. Similarly, the saturating quality of water cannot be understood without observing the effect, as such a saturated cloth or paper. The organizational power of a man cannot be understood without observing the effect of his dynamic work, namely a solid institution. In this way, not only do effects depend upon their causes, but the perception of the cause also depends upon observation of the effect. Thus, both are defined relatively and have a beginning and an end. The conclusion is that all such material causes and effects are essentially temporary and relative, and consequently illusory. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, although the cause of all causes, has no beginning or end. Therefore, He is neither material nor illusory. Lord Krishna's appliances and potencies are absolute reality, beyond the interdependence of material cause and effect. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakchurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Savdvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ ఆల్దో ఐఎమ్ కంప్లీట్లీ అన్క్వాలిఫైడ్ అండ్ నాట్ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్రిపేర్డ్ ఆల్సో టు స్పీక్ ఆన్ దిస్ సబ్జెక్ట్ బట్ here all are encouraging time and again to speak, come out from the comfort zone. People feel that I am very confident in speaking, but I know from within how much or what the feeling I am having while sitting in this Vyasasana especially. So what is seen is not actual the actual case. The cause and effects starts from here. So something are perceived, but due to our conditioning we are not able to perceive it properly. So in this verse it is said that the three anything experienced in terms of general cause and a specific effect must be an illusion, because such causes and effects exist only relative to each other. Indeed, whatever has a beginning and an end is unreal. So we see whatever we observe in this world is everything is having a beginning and everything is having an end. And if we are not able to see the end, that means before that ending we are ending. Our life is getting end. So we are not able to see the complete end of that situation or that material object. So in this material world we also see sun rises every day, sun sets every day. So in that sense it has also a beginning and it also has an end. But those who are not knowledgeable, they will feel that this sun arises every day or takes birth and dies. But sun never sets. Actually sun is there all the time in the sky, but it just simply disappears from our vision. So similarly, the absolute truth is always there, but when the living entity cannot perceive him, it appears unreal, or the living entity is lost. He is not able to define the Supreme Personality of Godhead based on his conditioning of his ignorance, which is covering his material vision. The nature of material world cannot be perceived without perception of the effect. So whatever we see in this material world, if we want to know the nature of material cause, then we try to observe the situation, what the effects are. Then only we can come to know about the cause to some effect, to some extent. But can the cause be fully perceived by the effect? Not necessarily. Because in this material world, everything has its limited, or our senses are having limited sense perception by which we gain knowledge, by which we perceive the things. So the cause will also not be fully defined just by seeing the effect. Like example can be given of fire. So fire is there, and different type of fire originating from different objects, the fire will be different and burning capacity will be different. Like coal fire in the stove, which normally is used for cooking, is having different capacity than the fire in the gas stove or different furnaces like the coal fired in the powerhouse has a different capacity. So one may know to some extent, oh, okay, what the fire is doing. It is burning. But how it is burning? So that full nature has to come. If one wants to come to know, then he has to go through all the different experience. The fire in the coal mine. The coal mine is also having fire inside somewhere. The whole mine is under fire. You can't extract coal from there. And the buildings are there. Underneath, the fire is there. So as soon as the coal mine gets burned inside, the building, the structure of that building or the base, suddenly that collapses. Or it goes slowly down below the earth. Because whole coal has now turned into ashes. So this effect is seen differently. The effect of fire. Effect of fire. So the cause is defined. Okay, then person can know, okay, fire burns. But how it burns? It burns differently. In bomb, some Diwali crackers will burn differently and atomic bomb will destroy differently. So just by knowing that one aspect of fire, okay, it burns, but one will not be able to conceive it fully, how it burns. Seeing that destruction of atomic bomb, one can come to know, oh, it destroys completely, it leaves nothing. And when the destruction of cosmic annihilation comes, there Lord is telling, or Sukhdev Goswami is telling that, when the dissolution happens, all the things merges, and one cannot even perceive that how it happens, and what the actual situation is. One cannot even imagine. But just to inform us that it dissolutes everything, dissolute into the its previous matter, and all things then goes back into the Mahat Tattva. So in that sense, we say that first comes sound, then air, then fire, then water, then earth. So all subsequent generations are more grosser than the previous one. And the previous ones are more subtler. But depending upon how a person observes the things, he defines. Like I was hearing from one person that actually the like fire, the earth element, which we say is most gross, is most subtle. In what sense? He was saying that it is subtle in the sense that earlier matters are more harder. No one can penetrate the... How? Because in earth, water can enter. But in water, earth cannot enter. Because in this element, previous element is mixed. So in earth element, the water element, the fire element is there. So in that sense, the previous element can enter. So previous element is more harder than the subsequent element. So they are seeing these things in different way. So for them, the cause and effects also changes. So material world is always like that. So here it is saying, it said that they are only relative to each other. So how a person perceives different reality based on his senses, things appears different. So we see the effect, like we say that phalena parichayate, a tree is known by its fruit, what type of fruit it bears. A mango tree will always bear the fruit of mango. It is said that boya peda babul ka aam kahan se paay. If you have sown the seed of babul tree, you will never get a mango fruit in that tree. So the cause and effect here is also that. So result is defining what was the cause is defining the effect of the effect of the cause. The from effect we try to know what is the cause in this material world. Like recently in news, one specific news is going on that where every channel is trying to know what is the truth, how the person died. Different investing agencies are there, and they some are contradicting each other. So this is the nature of material world, that you have get some set of observation, and based on that we are trying to define what the truth is, what the actual truth is. In solar system, scientists give different theory, or Veda tell differently. Actually, scientist community also, they differ in their observation based on their perceived notion. They say that sun is stationary and earth is revolving. Vedas are saying that earth is stationary and sun is revolving. And this theory, that geocentric model, was there earlier, but after Kepler came, he observed, later on they changed the theory, that now no, sun is stationary and earth is revolving, because they say that this simplifies their motion. But no one has observed from a different plane outside from the earth and saying that whatever they are saying is absolute. And Vedas are also telling that earth is stationary and sun is revolving, and Vedas are also giving different details about this information. When a patient becomes diseased, doctor tries to ascertain what is the cause based on the disease, based on the symptoms. And different pathy defines differently. Allopathy will say, oh, he has some deficiency, some vitamins, some, and Ayurveda will go on kapha, vata, pitta, he has not eaten something properly. So, and homeopathic will go some, like, based on the mental situation, the different diseases are generated. So all are treating. It is not that no one is treating. All are treating, but their concepts are mostly completely different. So are they not true? They are truth, but their truths are partial. Like, nowadays corona is going on. Some say that there is corona. Some just say that there is actually no corona. There is only fear of corona. So we will keep just discussing, but we should at least, Samanand Prabhu says that in this situation, at least don't leave your common sense. Whatever is there, don't leave your common sense and do something uncommonly, which will ultimately cause the harm for your body, cause and effect. The sin, the person which commits aprarabdha karma, the papa, it is also said that papam kutam bijam, it has different stages. So from the effect, one can come to know what he has done previously, or if something is not going in the life properly, it has some cause. We may not know at that time, or we may not know at any time, because karmana gahino gati, we cannot ascertain. But the scripture says that whatever we are facing in our life, troubles, pain and pleasure, it is due to our previous karma. So cause and effects are always given. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that how a Brahmana is known. A Pandita is known by the virtue of how he sees the truth. How he sees the truth, and he, one who knows, a perfect person, a perfect learned man, he knows and he sees a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya and a Sudra, Brahmana, Kavi, Hastini, he sees all these living entities to be same. He sees the soul. Why? He sees that the root cause of everyone is the soul only. Although entrapped in different types of body, different types of consciousness, and based on that the person is doing different activity, but the root cause is the same, the living entity, the soul. So how he is knowing? He is able to know through the discriminating power, by the discriminating power of his knowledge based on scriptures. And some people say, who are materialistic, they say that this material world is having no cause and effect. There is no supreme cause. They don't describe the cause to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say that this is simply a product of sex desire. అసత్యం అప్రతిష్టం తే జగత్ ఆహుర్ అనిశ్వరం అపరస్పర సంభూతం అన్యద్ కామ హేతుకం. సో దే డిఫైన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ యాజ్ హ్యావింగ్ నో ఎనీ యాక్చువల్ రీజన్. బట్ కృష్ణ సేస్ దాట్ దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ ద సిచ్యువేషన్. హీ సేస్ ఇన్ భగవద్గీత while giving the reference, he also gives the reference of previous sages, and he is saying that whatever he is saying, all is substantiated by the sages previously. It is not that just he is saying, like in court cases, anytime the lawyers give any reference, he quotes different sets of judgment which has been delivered earlier. So always the reference is given. Although the Krishna is the supreme reference, but when he is speaking Gita, he is also giving reference, so that no one can manufacture his own theory and say that just because I am saying so, that's why this is right. No, it has to be always matched with the Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. And what Krishna is saying there, he is saying that about this material world, that knowledge of field of activities and a knower of activities is described by various sages in various Vedic writings. It is especially presented in Vedanta Sutra with all reasoning as to cause and effect. So Vedanta Sutra is describing the living entity, the Kshetra. And what is Kshetra? Kshetra is a field of activities. And two kinds of Kshetrajna is there, the knowers of this field of activities. One is individual living entity and second is supreme living entity, the super soul. And when the living entities, how he knows, his knowledge is based on different type of consciousness he is in. Annamaya, Pranamaya, Jnanamaya, Vijnanamaya and Anandamaya. In Anandamaya, he is realizing through food. He is able to perceive the life only through food. And in Pranamaya, he perceives by seeing the different life forms, he perceives that, okay, this here is the life. His. And the third is Jnanamaya. In this, here he thinks in terms of feeling, willing, thinking, and then comes Vijnanamaya. In this living entities, mind and life symptoms are distinguished from the living entity himself. He feels that, no, my mind and my thinking capacity, these are different from my own self, the soul. And then comes Anandamaya, where the living entity realizes that what is the highest nature, the realization of the blissful nature of the soul, he comes to that stage. So here, the first three stages, these involves the field of activities of the living entities, where the living entity is working. And other two are beyond this. So based on this, the living entity can come to the conclusion that who is the actual cause of this material world? What is causing this material world to move? Otherwise, the living entity normally feels that I am the person, or I am the controller of everything, or he wants to make himself the controller. Even if he feels that right now I am not the controller of everything, I will make, or my plans are such that I want to make myself controller and enjoyer of everything. But if he is intelligent, then he will feel that, no, I am not the controller, I am not the enjoyer of everything. Someone else is there who is controlling me, and I am always in control of some situation. We always try to ascertain different cause and effect. But if we properly situated, then we will define that actually we are not the supreme cause of all these things. Yesterday, while in the class, we were discussing about that sometimes while staying in the ashram, person feels that there is no holiday, and that was the that was one of the cause related to the disease or uncomfortable, that no Sunday, no holiday, like that, and whatever holiday is said, that day is more seva, more busy, and actually you are more tired. So we are defining these terms of holiday in this way. But previously, in previous ages, this concept of holiday was not there, that once in a week you took off, you take off. But were they not, they were not recreating themselves, they were. Every day their work was not in such a way that they were busy from morning to evening. In rainy season, when a farmer is there, he is more busy for doing his farming activity. When the rain is not there, he is less occupied. But he is doing some basic activity will be every day there, which he will be performing, like taking care of cow, milking of the cow, feeding cows, grazing the cows. And rest others, sometimes when the crops are ready, that time he will be more busy, and while sowing the seeds he will be more busy, but rest of the time he will be less busy. So his recreation is simultaneously also going on. But here, in this work culture of modern work culture, of office culture, we see that person is busy, and he is more busy when he is situated in some metropolitan city where it takes time to go to his office 1 or 2 hours, then again 1-2 hours to come back, and the office timing is also only in paper 8 hours. On paper is eight hours, and off paper till the time work finishes, and work never finishes. One has to leave the office and come back. Never the work finishes, and actually in this material world also work never finishes. So we try to ascribe different reasons for different things, and also not denying that there is no need of rest. It is also there, it is also a genuine thing. But this concept, and we are of taking rest weekly holidays recently, but the concept of rest is always there. That cannot be denied. But we have to work out ourselves that how we will take rest. Otherwise, if every day, every hour is like office hour, then any time the emergency comes, you feel that so much frustrated. Is I am the person always to be approached? But when you are not in such office atmosphere, then even if sometime emergency comes, you feel that okay, I can do it. Like in village, something happens to some person, some emergency comes, other person helps. They don't feel why such emergency situation has arrived. But if you live in a mechanistic way of environment too much, then these things trouble you, because these things don't comes occasionally, they keeps coming all the time, and you feel that okay, emergency is one time okay, twice okay, but every time if there is emergency, then it is not natural, it is unnatural. Then you feel that I need some leave, I need some vacation in my life, I need some different type of recreation. So we are defining cause and effect in this way. I'm not concluding here anything about that, rest upon all of you. So here, but whatever things we define as cause and effect in this material world, it is relative, because by the senses which we are using in ascribing the cause of all these effects are material, and their perception, the spectrum of their perception is also limited. Eye can see it to a limited spectrum, ear also, nose also. So based on that, we often misjudge. Not often, but many times we misjudge, or we come to a wrong conclusion. That's why we see that the theory of keeps changing in scientific world. Today there is some theory prevailing, and tomorrow something next comes, and that prevails. So in this way it keeps on changing. Why? Because it is based on some relative concepts. But the concept of absolute truth is not based on some reality. The name itself is absolute. That's why it is called absolute. It will not change. It has never changed, and it is there all the time. So based on this, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although the cause of all causes, has no beginning or end. therefore he is neither material or illusory. In this material world, we see that devotional service also starts. It has a start. But does it end? It ends where? When your devotional service completes. Then it ends. What ends? Devotional service doesn't end. It ends your material body. And then you are situated in your spiritual form and try to serve, and you serve Supreme Personality of Godhead. And not in this material world, in the spiritual world. Even if you are in this material world, you don't feel that you are in this material world. You are serving Supreme Personality of Godhead in some way or other, or His instruction, following His instruction. So devotional service starts here and ends. Apparently seems that it has ended, but it has not ended. The person's body has finished and person has now restarted his journey in the spiritual realm. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yad gatva na nivartante tad dhamam paramam mama. So after going there, no one comes back. So he is describing to his own abode as that. So all, even so, here it is said that such cause and effects exist only relative to each other. Indeed, whatever has a beginning and end is unreal. So we see beginning and we see end, but whatever is ending, that cannot be said to be a real thing. Like devotional service. Devotional service never ends. It starts. It starts, and actually it is there inside, but it has, like, in compressed form, the soul is so much compressed that he is not able to realize it. And the process, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu defined that cheto darpana marjanam, by regularly cleansing this heart, by chanting of the holy name of Krishna. So by regularly chanting, performing devotional service, one is able to cleanse the dust from the mirror of his heart, and then he will be able to realize the process. So he begins the process, but it is not that the process has some end, or the process was not there previously. So this beginning and ends, which appears in this material world, is actually having no beginning and no end, although it appears like that. So the beginning and ends is different for material objects and spiritual objects. In spiritual objects, it starts and it continues forever. Like the happiness which continues, which the a devotee gets in performing devotional service, it never decreases and never remains static. It always keeps on increasing. So there is no end. So this defines the difference between the material beginning and end, and about spiritual things. So here it said that Lord Krishna's opulences and potencies are absolute reality beyond interdependence of material cause and effect. So whatever we were discussing earlier were all almost material cause and effects. And for such cause and effects, there is an end, and that's why whichever thing is having an end, that is having no substantial reality. That is an illusion. And when this illusion ends, then person is situated in the real consciousness of himself, and he knows that who is he and what is his actual activities are, and how he can become real happy by serving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment, you can. Hare Krishna. Is there any question or comments? Okay, thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki samved bhakta vrinda ki aur premanande.